This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, you had a chance to visit several countries recently while attending the European Calf Conference, and two of those were the Netherlands and Germany. And we talked about the social visit of Germany last month, but tell us about your observations of those dairies in Germany and the Netherlands, and who's working on those dairies.
The labor differences in the Netherlands and Germany is very different than what we have in the United States, or at least more in line, but still higher price. So in the Netherlands and Germany, whether it's milking systems or calf feeding systems, you tend to see a general trend towards automation because labor sourcing, first of all, the labor is hard to find, and second of all, it's very expensive. So one thing I noticed that's different in some of the countries that I traveled to is the approach that they take to their feeding, their milking systems, even some of their cropping styles are largely based around their availability of labor and the cost associated with that. And certainly in Europe, it is more expensive than what we experience in the United States.
On your trip, you visited Germany, the Netherlands, Italy, and Russia. Let's talk about Italy and the dairying that's going on there. What were your observations?
So I was in the northern region of Italy, and generally speaking, their farm size is smaller than what we have in the United States. Their cropping styles are different because of weather patterns are different. Generally speaking, the smaller the farm, the more likely that they had outdoor hutches associated with their rearing style. As the farms got larger, they wanted to capture labor efficiencies, and they would build calf barns, and these calves would come inside in barns. And a lot of automatic calf feeders, again, because labor in Italy is more scarce and more expensive than what we have in the United States. So you saw a lot more automation at my farm tours in Italy as well.
So you were in the part of Italy and the provinces where some of the original cheese names come from.
Yes. So when we were doing farm calls in northern Italy, one of the regions we visited was called the Parmigiano region, and it's actually a county in Italy. And by definition, the truest definition of Parmesan cheese can only come from milk in that small region of Italy. And that milk has to come from cows that were never fed fermented feed ever in their life. So from the day they're born till when they're milking, they have never received fermented feed because the fermented feed gives a different component and flavor to the milk that makes it not suitable for making Parmesan cheese. And when we were there, we got to tour a Parmesan cheese plant. It was extremely interesting how serious Parmesan cheese is in Italy and the pride in which they take with it. So each wheel of Parmesan cheese weighs roughly 100 pounds, and it has a value of about $1,500. So when we were touring this factory, it was even a relatively small cheese plant, and they had almost $8 million worth of Parmesan cheese in a room that was extremely small, and it was there aging. And Parmesan cheese has to, at a minimum, be aged 2 years, and it is actually inspected and stamped once it's reached its two-year age mark and then can legally be sold as Parmesan cheese. It's just an interesting fact. Banks will actually give loans out to these Parmesan cheese plants by using their Parmesan cheese stores as collateral. I mean, the value of this Parmesan cheese can be used to guarantee a loan with a bank. That's how high of an importance the Italian culture puts on this Parmesan cheese. It was a very interesting cultural difference that I'd never experienced before. Another thing I didn't know is by definition, mozzarella cheese has to be made with water buffalo milk. So like the mozzarella cheese I've grown up eating in the United States, I'm sure is not by definition true mozzarella. But I had some mozzarella cheese in Italy, and it's a much softer, much whiter cheese than what I'm used to. And we were driving around the countryside, and we passed a freestall barn, 400 stalls, full of water buffalo, just laying in there like cows, chewing their cud, with these huge three and a half foot wide, big sweeping black horns, just walking around like a herd of cows. I did a double take as we were driving past them, and I asked my interpreter, I was like, are those water buffalo? And he's like, yeah, that's how you make mozzarella cheese. And he told me the whole story about how it's made, and it was very interesting.
Thanks, Ryan, and again, welcome home. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, the Director of Technical Services for Crystal Creek. More details at crystalcreeknatural.com. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.